everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
On February 7th, 2022, the Department of Homeland Insecurity issued a bulletin outlining the grave terrorist threat we face as a nation. The notice is titled Summary of Terrorism Threat to the U.S. Homeland. This document contains the usual propaganda you would expect from any corrupted agency, especially in light of the collapsing pandemic narrative. The notice vilifies and demonizes those who do not so easily buy into the lies propagated by government, media, and big tech, labeling any information that contradicts the official bullshit narrative as, wait for it, conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
That tired old chestnut just keeps being rolled out in an attempt to smear anyone that actually thinks critically and exhibits a modicum of common sense. Well, let's see. When researchers tried to warn that vaccine passports were coming, that was called a conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theories.
When they warned that it wouldn't stop with two injections, that boosters would be pushed, that was also called conspiracy theory. When it was suggested that the injections were dangerous, that was also considered a conspiracy theory.
They can still kill you.
When these terrorists claimed that mandates were coming, that too was labeled a conspiracy theory.
Shut up, terrorist.
Isn't it interesting how many so-called conspiracy theories turn out to be true?
Conspiracy theories.
We watched in horror as parents who were outraged that schools were pushing Marxist propaganda called critical race theory were labeled domestic terrorists.
Shut up, terrorist.
Conservatives were also referred to as terrorists simply for disagreeing with the tyrannical policies put into place by the corrupted megalomaniacs that have seized the reins of power.
Shut up, terrorist.
When all else fails, simply categorize people as domestic terrorists and conspiracy theorists. Terrorism is defined thusly. 1. The unlawful use of violence or threats to intimidate or coerce a civilian population or government with the goal of furthering political, social, or ideological objectives. 2. The state of fear and submission produced by terrorism. 3. Intimidation or coercion by instilling fear. That sounds like just about every government on the face of the planet, doesn't it? Thousands of years of history reveals that governments are always the greatest mass murderers. But so many still believe erroneously that governments are here to serve them. They are here to control you and serve their corporate masters, and this has never been more blatantly obvious than it is now. And still, the gullible dance to the tune of the criminally insane, passively believing every lie that falls from the lips of the sycophants that willingly serve the establishment.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
COVID.
Placing one's faith and trust in lying criminals will certainly never lead to freedom. Mindlessly obeying tyrants only leads to slaughter.
I don't really care what you think.
The new, modern, and revised definition of terrorist is anyone who speaks out against government corruption and media propaganda.
Shut up, terrorist.
The DHS document can serve a useful purpose. You can print it out and use it to wrap dead fish or line a birdcage. In part, this bulletin reads, the United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories and other forms of mis, dis, and malinformation.
Conspiracy theories.
And just who decides what constitutes mis, dis, or malinformation? Well, the very ones who continuously put out false information and propaganda, of course.
Conspiracy theories.
The document goes on. The primary terrorism-related threat to the United States continues to stem from lone offenders or small cells of individuals who are motivated by a range of foreign and/or domestic grievances, often cultivated through the consumption of certain online content. The convergence of violent extremist ideologies, false or misleading narratives, and conspiracy theories have and will continue to contribute to a heightened threat of violence in the United States.
Conspiracy theories.
Of course, the consumption of certain online content refers to any information that contradicts the official mainstream narrative, no matter how true it may be. The bulletin claims that some key factors include The proliferation of false or misleading narratives which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. For example, there is a widespread online proliferation of false or misleading narratives regarding unsubstantiated widespread election fraud and COVID-19.
COVID!
Grievances associated with these themes inspired violent extremist attacks during 2021. Violent extremist attacks? Of course, they are referring to the Capitol protests in which a woman was murdered by police, and not to the Marxist insurrectionists that peacefully burned down cities all across the country.
Conspiracy theories.
The document goes on. As COVID-19 restrictions continue to decrease nationwide, increased access to commercial and government facilities and the rising number of mass gatherings could provide increased opportunities for individuals looking to commit acts of violence to do so, often with little or no warning. Meanwhile, COVID-19 mitigation measures, particularly COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates, have been used by domestic violent extremists to justify violence since 2020 and could continue to inspire these extremists to target government, healthcare, and academic institutions that they associate with those measures.
Shut up, terrorist.
Conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories.
Of course, this document ends with the phrase, "If you see something, say something." Hey, DHS, I see something. I see corrupted, tyrannical governments destroying freedom and pharmaceutical companies murdering people with their poisonous injections.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They meant for us to snitch on each other. A simple legal definition of conspiracy is an agreement between two or more persons to do an unlawful act or an act which may become, by the combination, injurious to others. Other definitions of conspiracy are as follows. 1. The act of conspiring. 2. An evil, unlawful, or surreptitious plan formulated in secret by two or more persons, a plot. 3. A combination of persons for a secret, unlawful, or evil purpose. In law, an agreement by two or more persons to commit a crime, fraud, or other wrongful act. 5. Any occurrence in action combination in bringing about a given result. Again, this sounds like every government and corporation on the planet. I've actually heard those among the I believe everything I'm told crowd with such certainty claim that there is no such thing as conspiracies.
Conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories.
Obviously, when the etymology and definition is understood, that statement is seen for the ill-informed and absurd nonsense that it is. Two or more people plotting to rob a bank would be conspiring to do so.
Shut up, terrorist.
The first use of the phrase conspiracy theorist apparently occurred in 1909 in an article published by the American Historical Review. Later, in 1967, the CIA adopted the term in a psychological operation to discredit researchers and actual journalists whose findings deviated from the official claims, particularly with those who were investigating the JFK assassination and the ridiculous assertions and conclusions of the whitewash known as the Warren Commission Report.
Conspiracy theories.
In 1976, the New York Times acquired a CIA dispatch through the Freedom of Information Act, which outlined the CIA's tactics to discredit those whose research and investigations conflicted with official propaganda. The document spells out the CIA's tactics of psychological manipulation and disinformation. The dispatch outlined certain tactics. Claim that it would be impossible that so many people would keep quiet about such a big conspiracy. Claim that eyewitness testimony is unreliable, unless it is in line with the official version of events. Accuse theorists of being wedded to and infatuated with their theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Accuse theorists of having financial interest in promoting conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
In part, the document reads, to discuss the publicity problem with and friendly elite contacts, especially politicians and editors, pointing out that the official investigation made as thorough an investigation as humanly possible, that the charges of the critics are without serious foundation, and that further speculative discussion only plays into the hands of the opposition. Point out also that parts of the conspiracy talk appear to be deliberately generated by propagandists. Urge them to use their influence to discourage unfounded and irresponsible speculation. To employ propaganda assets to and refute the attacks of the critics. Book reviews and feature articles are particularly appropriate for this purpose. The unclassified attachments to this guidance should provide useful background material for passing to assets. Our ploy should point out, as applicable, that the critics are 1. Wedded to theories adopted before the evidence was in, 2. Politically interested, 3. Financially interested, 4. Hasty and inaccurate in their research, or 5. Infatuated with their own theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Critical thinking has become all but extinct. It seems to have been bred out of most people, and the ones that question are at once considered crazy conspiracy theorists, often on knee-jerk reaction with outright rejection of any information that contradicts their consensus mindset. And it is all based on the propaganda of intelligence agencies.
Shut up, terrorist.
Taking into consideration the actual meaning of the word conspiracy and the etymology, the statement that conspiracies don't exist is simply absurd and nonsensical.
Conspiracy theories.
Have you noticed that when the word conspiracy is used, it is so often followed by the word theory?
Conspiracy theories.
That immediately discredits the information, as per the CIA's very successful PSYOP.
Shut up, terrorist.
The intelligence agencies are at it again, this time the DHS, to discredit and vilify anyone who can actually think and dares to challenge the lie.
Shut up, terrorist.
They appear to be getting very desperate now as the COVID narrative continues to implode, and even though governments are beginning to ease restrictions, this is far from over. They are going to pull out all the stops to advance their agenda towards the unfoldment of the Great Reset and the Agenda 2030 plan for sustainable development. Stay strong. Stay vigilant.
Conspiracy theories.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
They can still kill you.
I don't really care what you think.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
COVID.
Shut up, terrorist.